in your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justin, and welcome to the Nerds Domain podcast. This week, I'm at Gen Con recording live from the exhibit hall, so please forgive our audio quality. I'm here interviewing Aaron Crater with
Studio 9 Inc.
Studio 9 Inc. And their game,
Hero vs. Guardian, is our new release.
Okay, could you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, Hero vs. Guardian is a game with asymmetrical rules. One side plays the Guardian. The Guardian designs a dungeon using 16 starting dungeon cards any way they like. They also set the entrances. After that, they can beef up their dungeon as the game progresses. The game progresses through the interaction of the other side, which is another set of rules governing the hero. The hero has recruits adventurers to go on a quest to knock out the dungeon and try to take its treasure, and can use basically action stones to drive the game, to go back to town and equip up, or hire new adventurers that perish in the dungeon. And so the game is driven through these action stones, going back and forth until each round is complete. And basically it's kind of cool because you have two separate sets of rules that govern each side. So some people's personality types kind of go towards the I like to design and trap people. And others go towards the I like to build adventures and kind of feel like the hero.
So. Okay, so each game's a little different.
Yeah, the games definitely unfold differently because since someone governs their own dungeon design, we found there's lots of different builds that they can work with. So, for example, if I got a couple friends that are pretty gung-ho about the way they go at it, and so I specifically designed my dungeon to take advantage of that personality aspect. Other people that are more cautious, that like to look in a room first and scout it out before they go in, then there's cards that you can build to try to thwart those kind of players.
Okay. How many players does it support?
It supports four players, and it's always one guardian versus one, two, or three heroes who work together to try to disassemble the dungeon.
Okay. I've heard you've done your own artwork?
Yes, I'm both the artist and the designer.
Okay. What's the experience like being able to control all the elements?
I think it's really it's vital for me because I can cause the design to be reflected in the cards more vitally. I mean, it's the only way I know how to do it, so I can't compare it to any other process. But I imagine the integration of the two, you know, creates a consistency in terms of the flow. But, I mean, I've seen great examples of the consistency working just fine otherwise, so nothing about that process is wrong. Just I cut my teeth doing game design in video games and also doing artwork for that. And really found myself taking a liking to how board games unfold.
Okay, so you develop both board games and computer games. What's the difference between the two of them?
Yeah, well, the process is definitely longer and more involved in terms of your team for working on a video game. Otherwise, I think they're fairly analogous. I mean, you have to design a system that essentially works. And you have to play test the heck out of that system. So, but there's just in building, the complexity of building a board game is obviously a lot less complex than trying to do the production on a video game where you have sound and you have a lot of animation and all kinds of other elements that require a lot more capacity in terms of human resources. So this is something that's very manageable for my company size, which is really just a handful of people.
Okay. Have you got any other games?
Yeah, we have two other games. Villagers and Villains was the game we put out 2 years ago. And the 2007 release was our first game, called Treasures and Traps. Was an Origins Award nominated Best Card Game of the Year. It's a very light, fun filler game. Gets people involved in gaming that maybe don't usually do gaming. So you can kind of get your kids involved, get your spouses involved, or other family members. Villagers and Villains, our second game, is more of a town-building style game, medium weight. But it's town-building on the edge of Mordor, or somewhere like this, where you have trolls and creatures coming through your area. You've got to set up a defense. You have different town builds that you can attempt. You got to set up an economy. And you got to assess your risk versus reward, because each card can score you points at different phases of the game, and you got to decide which ones you're going to go with at different phases. And in the end, the person with the most points, there's a point scoring system. They can get bonuses for having certain types of builds in their town.
Do you have anything on the horizon you can talk about? Or
I'm working actually in partnership with some other people on a new game. But it's not something I can talk about.
I understand completely. Is there any way for people to get a hold of you? A website, Facebook?
Sure. Studio9Inc.com is where you can check out our games and our other products. And all my games have websites as well.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And so that's it for us tonight at Nerds Domain Podcast. You can always send us an email at nerdsdomain@gmail.com or catch us on Twitter. I'm at J_Kimmett or at Nerds Domain. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdsdomain. We want to thank Josh Shop for our music. If you'd like to help us out, head over to the website, click the Amazon link. It costs you the same, but we get a slight kickback. If you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. And we also have t-shirts available at tinyurl.com/indieshirts. Thanks a lot.